Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
I had a charge come out of my account in November and December, and it looks like it's getting ready to come out. Well, it'll probably come out again, like on the 21st or something. I think it's when the other ones were, and I didn't even know what it was for. So I called the number that was on my bank statement to try to figure out what it even was. And it's nothing that I would do. Nobody has access to my account except me. My husband passed away 2 weeks ago, and I was just going over everything to make sure there wasn't anything extra coming out. And I noticed that, and then I looked back and seen it came out again. I have no idea how that happened. No, but I don't know. Because I had to ask him what it was for.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to assist with finding out information. If it's something that shows on your statement, it's a merchant name. So the actual
Yeah, it said it was Nourished Living or something like that.
Yeah, that's a merchant name. But we have the actual product or the item or service here. If you could please provide me with your zip code.
43015.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you'd also provide your name.
Brenda Ailes, A-I-L-L-S.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please verify your address for security purposes, please.
288 Lake Street, Delaware, Ohio. 43015.
All right. Thank you so much. And if you'd also please verify your email address.
BAILS1956@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you for that. And if you'd also please verify your phone number.
740-513-7429.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name along with your address here. And it also shows your email as well as the phone number. And our system is showing a canceled account for the Bites Up Mill app is what the item is. And get this pulled up. With the Bites Up Mill app, the way it starts is that for the most part, from that I have knowledge of, is most of the time people have completed a survey, but it starts with an individual using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey, and with it they enter a contest or a sweepstake by choosing an item that's offered to them in the contest or the sweepstake. Here it shows it was a Dyson vacuum. It's what was offered. And it shows that this was done a few months ago. It shows November 19th is when that transaction took place. And this was done on a web page. It shows an IP address there. But we don't process these requests. But the Bites Up Mill app, which is literally an app, provides a customer the recipe plans and meal guides. You get a chance to journal. Is something that has to be downloaded. Information gets sent to the customer's email that they provide on the web page. It's automatically, I guess, sent by the system. But the $49.89 is the subscription price for the Mill app, which has already been canceled. And
I just did that before I talked to you.
Right. It is monthly until the customer calls in to cancel. But it does show it started November 19th. With that transaction was done at 12:38 p.m.
That's insane. Because there's no way I'd pay $50 a month to get some email that tells me a diet or whatever you said, meal plans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 66 years old. I either figured it out by now or it ain't happening. I just don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Okay.
And I hardly ever have done a survey. I can't even remember last time I ever took one. I don't get it.
All right. Well, that's the option or the information that we have here. We don't process these reports, but that's how they start. And this would have been in the terms and conditions information. You can also check your email for November 19th if you're not readily or quickly delete any of that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even remember. I keep track of my email, too, but I don't remember getting anything that was about recipes or anything or meal plans.
Yeah, that's just a feature. You actually have to download it. From what I hear, people receive information regarding it. Now, for some people, it may go in the inbox, or some the junk and spam.
I check that all the time, too, but it's got a lot of weird stuff that flips over in that. I'm very careful about that. I've never had any trouble like that before. That's why I can't understand what happened. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, but okay, well, I guess if it's canceled, then I don't have to worry about it unless somebody out there has all my info, because it's coming directly out of my checking. So that's the only way I knew that what was going on, you know, because I thought I knew what it was, but then I looked at it and I thought, well, that doesn't even make sense because I don't have nothing like that. I thought it was vitamins or something when I seen it said nourish, you know.
Right. It's kind of hard to figure it out by looking at the merchant name. But no, it was about the sweepstake or the contest there. And subscription was in the terms and conditions. I can provide you with the courtesy refund for $44.89 once the item is signed up on the website. There's a non-refundable fee, a $5 non-refundable fee for signing up.
That would be nice.
Okay. All right. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days to see that reflected back. All right. It shows that you were just billed on yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I think the other one came out on the 21st or something. Well, you said that one November was the 19th.
That's when it started.
The only reason I didn't notice it before now is because of my husband being sick.
Okay, well, we're sorry to hear, or rather, I'm sorry to hear about your husband. Let's see. All right, so I've gotten the refund process for the $44.89. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you'll see that reflected back, and this account was already canceled. So that prevented future charges. You have a transaction number of 690-788-8305.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. You are welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, that'd be all. Thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You please enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
You're
bye.
Welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.